Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, look like I have Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening. And Hubert, Mom, and Angela.
Good evening.
Okay, Hubert, you want to pick up reading while we are waiting for everyone else to join in?
Yeah. Los daughters. The daughters of Jelophed, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, belonged to the clan of Manasseh, son of Joseph. The names of the daughters were Mahlalel, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. They approached the entrance to the tent of meeting and stood before Moses. Eleazar the priest, believers in the whole assembly, and said, "Our father died in the desert. He was not among Korah's followers against the Lord, but he died for his own sin and left no sons. Why should our father's name disappear from his clan because he had no sons? Give us property among our father's relatives." So Moses brought their case before the Lord, and the Lord said to him, "What Zelophehad had daughters are saying is right. You must certainly give them property as an inheritance among their father's relatives, and turn their father's inheritance over to them. Say to the Israelites, if a man dies and leaves no son, turn his inheritance over to his daughter. If he has no daughter, give his inheritance to his brothers. If he has no brother, give his inheritance to his father's brothers. If his father had no brother, give his inheritance to the nearest relative in his clan, that he may possess it. This is to be a legal requirement for the Israelites, as the Lord commanded Moses. Joshua should succeed Moses. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go up to this mountain in the Abraham range and see the land that I have given the Israelites. After you have seen it, you too will be gathered to your people, as your brother Aaron was. For when the community rebelled at the waters in the desert of Zin, both of you disobeyed my command to honor me as holy before their eyes. These were the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the desert of Zin." Moses said to the Lord, "May the Lord, the God of the spirit of all mankind, appoint a man over this community to go out and come in before them, one who will lead them out and bring them in, so the Lord's people will not be like sheep without a shepherd." So the Lord said to Moses, "Take Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit, and lay your hands on him. Have him stand before Eleazar, the priest, and the entire assembly, and commission him in their presence. Give him some of your authority, so the whole Israelite community will obey him. He is to stand before Eleazar the priest, who will obtain decision for him by inquiring of the Urim before the Lord. At this command, he and the entire community of the Israelites will go out, and at his command, they will come in." Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and had him stand before Eleazar the priest and the whole assembly. Then he laid his hands on him and commissioned him as the Lord instructed to Moses. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading here without a number, 27. And we did have a couple more calls to call in. I see Brother Daniel.
Yeah, ma'am, but I'm just listening now, right?
Yes, sir.
You hear that, right?
Now,
okay.
All right.
Auntie Dot.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, I guess I can do a roll call. Maybe Auntie Kara called back in. Her call dropped. But we do have Auntie Betty. Okay, Auntie Kara just called back in. Mom, Angela, Dot, Auntie Dot, Hubert, and Daniel. And Auntie Carrie. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this day, this new year. First Sunday in January and 2019. And God, this is a new beginning. And be with us during new year. Let our past failure drift away. Help us to enjoy new days in your presence. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for blessing the prayer line, Mom. And we did have another caller to call in. Is that Auntie Janet?
It is.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, all right. We'll go ahead and get started with our program. First of all, I will start out with Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm reading from Matthew 22:34-40. But when the Pharisee had heard But when the Pharisee had heard that, he had put the Sadducees to silence. They gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, "Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. That is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the laws of the prophets." Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Matthews. We did have another caller to call in. Is that Auntie Marie?
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Amen.
Nope.
Amen. Okay, next I'll go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of the sinner, or sit in the seat of the scoffer. But in his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yield its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinner in the assembly of the righteous. But before the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Psalms 1. Next, I'll go to Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Okay. Just a minute.
Okay.
Okay, Psalm 66, 1 through 9, of a mighty God. You hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Shout for joy to God, all the earth, sing the glory of his name. Make his praise precious, said to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemy crush before you. All the earth bow down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing praise to your name. Come and see what God has done, his awesome deed for mankind. He turned the sea into dry land. They pass through the water on foot. Come, let us rejoice in him. He rules forever by his power. His eyes watch the nation. Let not the rebellion rise up against him. Praise our God, all peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He has preserved our life and kept our feet from slipping. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie, out of Psalm 66. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of the book of Psalms, Psalms 2. Why do the nation conspire and the people plot in vain? The king of the earth take their stand and the rulers together against the Lord and his anointed one. Let us break their chains, they say, and throw off their fetters. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffed at them. Then he rebuked them in his anger and terrified them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will make the nation your inheritance, the end of the earth your possession. And you will rule them with the iron scepter. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you king, be wise, be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoicing, with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you be destroyed in your way. For wrath can fly up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Next, I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of the book of Revelation, starting at verse 1, chapter 1. This is the revelation, Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servant the event that must soon take place. He sent an angel to present this revelation to his servant John, who faithfully reported everything he saw. This is a report of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. God bless the one who readeth the word of this prophet to the church, and he bless all who listen to this message and obey what it says, for the time is near. This letter is from John to the seven church in Providence of Asia. Grace and peace to you from the one who is, who always was, who is still to come, from the centerfold spirit before his throne, and from Jesus Christ. He is faithful witness to these things, the first to rise from the dead and to rule all of the king of the world. All glory to him who loved us and freed us from our sin and shed his blood for us. He has made us kings and priests for God his Father. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. Look,
Amen.
He come with the cloud of heaven, and everyone will see him, even those who pierce him, and all the nations of the world will moan for him. Yes, amen. I
amen.
Am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, so the Lord God. I am the one who is, who always was, who is still to come, the Lord Almighty, the one. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Revelation. Next, I'll go to Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm coming out of Psalms.
I'm sorry?
I'm coming out of Psalms 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He watches over you and will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over evil will never slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forever. And a little prayer. Lord, I thank you for your constant love and protection. I rest in confidence because of your steadfast devotion to my security. I praise you. I bless your holy name forever. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Psalms 121. Next, I'll go to Auntie Janet. Any good you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Ephesians 3, third chapter, beginning with verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart, that you, be rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of Ephesians. Next, I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read St. Mark chapter 1, 1 through 5. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repent for the remission of sin. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sin. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Mark. Next, let's see here. Okay, we're on the second shut-in. Thank you, everyone, for sharing the good news with us tonight. And if everyone would bow their head for the second shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for our sick and shut-ins, especially for the Thomas family, the Lucas family, Auntie Marie, Auntie Wally, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Mother May, Sister Angela, Sister Shirley and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Willie, Uncle Gary, the Lakeler family, the Allen family, the Johnson family, the Verna family, the Hurd family, the Lowe family, the Cody family, the Williams family, the Moody family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Carlos Wells family, Charlie and family, the Simmons family, the Ross family, the Peters family, the Brown family, Vanessa and family, the Moore family, Lenny and family, Ruth Edwards, Desert Kendrick and family, Drell and family, McClure and family, Reverend Slaffy and family, Essie May and family, Franklin family, Eric Malachi, DeMarcus, Tony, Brian, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we know that there's still power in the blood. So we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, to give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Hallelujah. Okay, birthday. Week of January 6th through the 12th.
I don't have anyone, Loretta.
I don't have any on my list either. Okay, but we know it's somebody's birthday within that week, amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Auntie Janet. Auntie Janet, will you do us the honor of singing the birthday song tonight?
I surely will. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. God's blessings on you. God's blessings on you. God's blessings on you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. God bless you. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday and many, many more.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Janet. Let's see here. We're at the part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song of time, or even more Bible verses. And I'll just go down the list, share, if not, pass. So I will start out with Angela. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Oh, come back to me.
I'm sorry?
Come back to me.
Come back to you? Okay,
yes.
No problem. Let's see here. Auntie Marie.
Yes.
Any praise or testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'll be coming from St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Love God and serve others. When the Son of Man come in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nation will gather before him, and he will separate the peoples one from another, as a shepherd separate his sheep from the goat. He will sheep on his right and the goat on his left. This the king will say on his right, come you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world, for I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Man.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie, out of St. Matthew's. Next, I'll go to, let's see here, Auntie Dot. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from St. Matthew, chapter 28, verse 16 to 20. When the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, unto a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubt. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have command you, and I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading out of St. Matthew, Auntie Dot. Let's see here. Next, I'll go to Auntie Carrie.
Let me find something because Dot read what I had.
Okay, so you want me to come back to you?
Amen.
I read what I had.
Okay.
Amen.
Go to somebody else and come back, please.
Okay, no problem. Hubert, any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I come out of Jeremiah 51, chapter 19, verse 19. He who is a portion of Jacob is not like thee, for he is the maker of all things, including the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord Almighty is his name. You are my war club, my weapon for battle. With you I shatter nations. With you I destroy kingdoms. With you I shatter horse and rider. With you I shatter chariots and drivers. With you I shatter men and women. With you I shatter old men and youth. With you I shatter young men and maidens. With you I shatter shepherd and flock. With you I shatter farmer and oxen.
with you I shadow governors and officials. Before your eyes I will repay Babylon and all who live in Babylonia for all the wrong we have done in Zion, declares the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Jeremiah. Okay, next I'll go to Angela. Is this a good time for you?
Oh, my goodness. I'm coming out of Proverbs 1 through 8, listening to the inner ear. We must learn to listen to God and hear him with our third ear. When we seek to understand him with our mind and spirit, we will acquire what he calls wisdom. That's Proverbs 1 through 7. Proverbs 1 reminds us that wisdom includes listening to parental instructions. Verses 10 through 19 remind us of the many things that can entice and entrap our children. Living and working with people, whether in a house, requires that we listen purposefully to each other and to God. Listen today to his word to hear his wisdom. And then just a little prayer. Dear Lord, in the midst of everyday joy and pain, struggles and opportunities, grant us the patience to learn discernment. Teach us to listen with the third ear to you and your words. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Proverbs. Let's see here. Next I'll go to Auntie Janet. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share the poem, Heaven's Grocery Store. It's a little lengthy, so bear with me, please.
Amen.
I was walking down life's highway a long, long time ago. One day I saw a sign that read, Heaven's Grocery Store. As I got a little closer, the door opened wide, and I found myself on the inside. I saw a host of angels. They were standing everywhere. One handed me a basket and said, my child, shop with care. Everything a human needed was in the grocery store. And if you couldn't carry it all, you could always come back for more. First, I got some patience. Love was in the same row. Further down was understanding. You need that everywhere you go. I got a box of wisdom, a bag or two of faith. I couldn't miss the Holy Ghost, for it was all over the place. I stopped to get some strength and courage to help me run this race. By then, my basket was getting full. But I remembered I needed some grace. I didn't forget salvation, for salvation was free. So I tried to get enough of that to save both you and me. Then I started up to the counter to pay my grocery bill, for I thought I had everything to do the master's will. As I went up the aisle, I saw prayer, and I just had to put that in, for I knew when I stepped outside, I would run into sin. Peace and joy were plentiful. They were last on the shelf. Song and praise was hanging near, so I just helped myself. Then I said to the angel, now how much do I owe? He smiled again and said, my child, Jesus paid your bill a long, long time ago. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful poem, Auntie Janet. Okay, let's see here. Auntie Carrie, do you have anything to read for us tonight?
Yes.
I'm coming from Revelation, chapter 21, verse 1 through 8. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of the heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. I give unto him that is at thirst of the fountain of water of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Be fearful and unbelievers, and the abomination and murderers, whoremongers, sorcerer, adulterer, and all liar shall be their part in the lake of which is burning with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Let's see here. I go to Mom next. Any good news? Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem we'd like to share with the group tonight?
Chapter 15. Returning home, Redeemer. Sometimes when traveling, we miss our exit to make a wrong turn. We find ourselves on the wrong road, and we are lost. To be temporarily lost on a road trip is frustrating, but to be lost forever would be devastating. God had charted a divine course for each of us, sometimes because of self-will. Doubt, heartache, and hardship, we make wrong turns. We find ourselves in trouble and off course. If we were unable to correct our mistake, leaving us separated from God, it would be tragic. Although we stray, exalted ourselves while using our human and finity effort to find our way back, God stands patiently waiting. Through the redemption work of Jesus Christ on the cross, we find our way back to the Father of the prodigal son. God has made provision for our return to him. And because Jesus Christ died for our sin, mistake, and shortcomings, we can have direct access to our Heavenly Father. God opened his arms and welcomed us home. We are his beloved children, restored to him again. Even the angels in heaven rejoice because we have found our way. Thank God we have been redeemed. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Mom. Let's see here. Auntie Betty, any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share a song with the group tonight. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. somebody that I ain't gone. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's a brand new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. Must Jesus bear the cross alone, and all the world go free. No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sin and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's a brand new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Okay, let's see. Is there anything anyone would like to share with the group before we go into our closing prayer? Well, I would like to apologize to Auntie Marie for forgetting to welcome you back last week. I was reprimanded by my mother that I forgot to welcome you back. So today I am welcoming you back for last week. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm wishing everyone a happy new year for our best days lies ahead of us. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. If everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
We thank you, God, for always watching over us, especially in our struggle. And we love you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 The Lord.
Okay, Brother Daniel. Well, we thank God for him calling in, right? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. And Father God, we ask that you activate the Holy Spirit in our president and everyone that is in the White House. Bless America, bless Israel, other nations, our school, and our prayer line. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy.
And remember to put God in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Let's see here. God loves you, and so do we. And before I go on, I believe I have to welcome Auntie Carrie back this week. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's save you a call, Mom. Auntie Carrie, we welcome you back. Praise God, praise God.
Amen.
God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you, good night.
Love you all. Good night.
Mindful of me, that you hear me when I call. Is it true that you are thinking of me? How you love me? It's amazing.
Design. There is much to enjoy and much to do for you and others. And so we thank you for the promise of life with you in a perfect setting. One day God will put everything right. To God be the glory. Amen and good night from the Nellens family. Everyone.